This week saw the news that a stem cell scientist in South Korea has been convicted on criminal charges related to fake research. The scientist, Hwang Hoo-suk, was charged with embezzling research funds and illegally buying human eggs. Hwang gained worldwide fame in 2004 when he and his former colleagues at Seoul National University claimed that they created the world's first cloned human embryos. The South Korean scientist was a leading proponent of embryonic stem cell research, a controversial practice condemned by the Catholic Church because it entails the destruction of human embryos. Father Tad Pahochik is the director of education at the National Catholic Bioethics Center in the United States. He says the Hwang case highlights the consequences of violating fundamental moral norms.
They discovered that he had actually pressured graduate students who were women in his own laboratory to donate their eggs so that he could use them for these human cloning experiments. And when this came out, you know, understanding the hierarchical structure of science in South Korea, when you are the principal investigator, the leader of the whole laboratory, those who are under you can be, in a sense, exploited in very direct ways. And people understood immediately that this was something completely wrong that he had done. And the other issue, though, that's very interesting in all of his research is people have focused a lot on his embezzlement of money and on his pressuring of the graduate student women to donate their eggs, but they have, in a sense, failed to talk about the real issue, the kind of central issue here, which is that he was vigorously promoting the cloning of human embryos and really wanted to achieve this, and really didn't seem to have any sense of the ethical objectionability of this. And I'm convinced that when you choose to go down the path of violating fundamental moral truths, like violating human embryos, then other ethical violations, like pressuring women to donate eggs, becomes easier.
Looking at the situation with regarding to stem cell research at the moment, we've seen with a new administration, certainly in the United States, a change of tack there. We saw in the UK, again, looking at the laws with regarding stem cell research being taken to the House of Lords. So countries are looking at the issue, and some countries are looking at loosening up laws regarding to this issue. So the question I wanted to ask you would be, is how worried should we be about this?
I would say that the ground is shifting under us in a rather significant way. I think that the changes that you refer to at the governmental level indicate that we are crossing into new ethical, or really, to be more precise, more unethical territory than we ever have in the past, where we are actually attempting to procure federal funding or governmental funding to encourage immoral forms of scientific research. So there is a good reason to be concerned and indeed to be troubled by the recent changes that we have seen both in Washington and in Great Britain and in many other developed countries.
So is that in a case saying it's easier to take, it would be easier for people to take advantage of a loosening up of laws?
Yes, and I mean, the issue here is not just the loosening up of laws, but the actual provision of monies. Because what ends up happening is the funding from, for example, the U.S. federal government is one of the strongest incentives to move forward in a particular research direction. You might say that federal funding is the highest form of blessing that a scientist can receive for the kind of work that he is doing. So it becomes then a question, isn't the government becoming complicit in projects that require the ongoing destruction of human beings who are still embryos? And if the federal government is becoming complicit in that kind of research, this is a new turn. This is a new direction that, you know, all of us should be deeply troubled by, because it means our own taxes, our own contributions to government are being earmarked partially for immoral kinds of research.
Father Todd, I wanted to ask you, let's take the US administration for a moment. And when the administration is looking at new guidelines, they're obviously getting an awful lot of information. So when they're looking at this information, are they not looking at it and saying, well, you know, there are other ways? Are they not seeing that as well?
You know, I think that the developments in the science are very encouraging, and those developments do indicate very impressive alternatives that don't require the destruction of human embryos. However, if scientists themselves don't see the ethical problem, if they fail to grasp the ethical concern, then what does the scientist end up saying to himself or herself? They say, well, I'm a scientist. My goal is to push forward research, and we should push forward every single avenue that's out there because I believe in the scientific imperative, they will say. So in other words, this is ultimately a question about bringing good ethics into the heart of scientific research. And this is exactly the level on which the problem exists, that many scientists have not had the opportunity to reflect on the grave moral concerns that are raised by doing experiments on human embryos.
That was Father Tad Pacholczyk of the U.S. Catholic Bioethics Center speaking to my colleague, Lydia O'Kane.